is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Hopefully you are following us on our socials at the MRL Show, Instagram, Twitter, Snap too, no?
I don't think we're. I think we're off that.
Are we?
I mean, it still exists.
I'm personally on that. I got, you know, my Kiss Roy Boy on Snapchat that I still talk to listeners every day on it. Mm. But I don't know if the show is updating Snap.
I have an old person question.
Yes.
Can you flip back and forth between different accounts on Snap?
Not yet.
Oh.
Well, not no.
Okay.
I wish if it's
so. I got to log out then log into the show.
It's so annoying. Yeah. It's so annoying. If you're trying to manage, you know, business Snapchats.
Yeah. I put all my eggs in the Instagram basket. I'm not even hardly on Facebook anymore. And I saw yesterday on the Today Show that Facebook now more than ever. And I'm telling you with lots of love, everybody who watches our Facebook Live, we're probably not going to do it anymore because they now will not put small business people on your timelines anymore. That was Facebook's big announcement is that small businesses, unless they pay, well, now you won't see them at all.
Well, I wasn't even getting updates when we would go live.
Right. They even took that away from us. So, but we'll go live on our app.
We're waiting for a new,
yeah, the new system will go live on our app.
And we'll always, you know, if we ever do anything cool, like when if Loren's going to eat the hot sauce later today, of course, we'll have video of that and we'll post that for you afterwards. It just might not be live because nobody's going to see it. So take that, Facebook. We're not going to go on then.
But the cool thing about Facebook is that they're trying with the dating app. And then, did you see they're also getting into the gaming world?
Yeah.
Because Twitch is such a huge industry. People watching people play video games for some other reason is a very big thing.
It makes me Twitch.
Facebook's now has GameCon and all this other stuff.
Ocular, I think. Yeah, it's interesting, man. That's for sure. But, it brings me to our next point, which has nothing to do with anything we just said. If you go, though, to our social media, I think we posted it at Twitter, you'll see the U.S. Open Tennis Tournament is going on in New York City right now, and it lasts for 2 weeks. And as they were coming back or going to commercial, they show kind of like the food courtyard area. And there is a woman and a son sitting eating chicken strips. They have drinks. And the woman does something unfathomable with her chicken strip on live TV as they're coming back or going to commercial.
Okay.
Have you seen this video?
No, but I'm interested.
I have no clue what it is.
She takes the chicken nugget and dips it in her soda and then eats it.
What?
Yes.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
She dips
on
it
live
in the
TV.
Soda?
Yes. And doesn't miss a beat. She wasn't looking at the camera, laughing, trying to show off.
She thinks it's just the way she eats it. Well, what are you saying well for? Why are you rationalizing
because
that?
Because I know, like, McDonald's and, like, some of these other, like, fast food places will give you honey with your chicken nuggets.
Right, that's a dipping sauce.
Yeah, but maybe she likes that sweet, salty thing.
Ew, it's
I
a
give
soda!
You the video.
And it would make it soggy, which...
What's going on?
Doesn't sound fantastic.
Why did she do that?
And not only that, she takes like a bite and then re-dips it again in the soda.
Ew. Double dipper.
And I also want to know why the TV is on that shot. That's a weird shot to begin with.
Is she going
to
drink that afterwards? Like, is that... Remember, a couple weeks ago, we did the peanuts in the soda.
Right.
I think she's going to drink it. There's a straw in the drink.
And there's like backwash and like things floating in there. And
it's each their own when it comes to dipping, though, Loren.
I know.
Right?
That's why I defended it.
There's a whole thing where you're supposed to put French fries in a Frosty.
Oh, they're the best.
Come on. That's disgusting. That's the same thing as this.
There are two types of people in the world, and I am definitely a French fry Frosty dipper.
What do you mean it's not that? How is it not the same?
One's a soda pop. One's like an actual
like
sweet.
Soft serve ice cream.
Yeah.
True, but it's also two items that shouldn't be dipped.
Yeah. But see, at least I can at least understand the ice cream because it stays on it. It's not, you put a chicken nugget in a soda, it just everything gets like this mushed.
Mm. If you can, head over to our Instagram and we'll also put it up on, it's on our Twitter. We'll put it up on our Instagram too. You can see the video of the woman dipping the soda. But you know what? That opens up our brains too, you guys. I know it's early. I know it might gross some people out. But what is your strange, weird dipping habit? 704-570-9595. You know, Grandpa taught you something.
Right.
And it's not normal.
You know, I used to remember as a kid, I loved ketchup. I'm sure as every child does. But like I would dip in school, we would have chicken nugget day, and I would even like get a spoonful of mashed potatoes and then dip it in my ketchup.
Ooh.
Mm.
How gross is that?
Yeah, that
is
weird.
I'd get my bread because they give you a roll, and I'd dip it in my ketchup.
I find eggs in ketchup to be odd.
Do you?
Yeah,
I do. But then people do like hot sauce and eggs, which, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. 704-570-9595. You can also tweet at the MRL show. Somebody already texted us to that same number, 704-570-9595, and said that they dip their donuts in peanut butter.
I can maybe understand that a bit more than the chicken nugget and soda.
Really?
Maybe.
You can get a peanut butter donut.
Yeah. That's the only reason why I can maybe rationalize that.
All right. On a Tuesday morning, hit us with your strange, weird dipping habits.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Boy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
Hopefully you are following us on our socials at the MRL Show, Instagram, Twitter, Snap too, no?
I don't think we're I think we're off that.
Are we?
I mean,
it still exists.
I'm personally on that. I got, you know, my Kiss Roy Boy on Snapchat that I still talk to listeners every day on it, but I don't know if the show is updating Snap.
I have an old person question.
Yes.
Can you flip back and forth between different accounts on Snap?
Not yet.
Oh.
Well, not, no.
Okay.
I wish if it's
so. I got to log out and then log into the show.
It's so annoying. Yeah. It's so annoying if you're trying to manage, you know, business Snapchats.
Yeah. I put all my eggs in the Instagram basket. I'm not even hardly on Facebook anymore. And I saw yesterday on the Today Show that Facebook now more than ever. And I'm telling you with lots of love, everybody who watches our Facebook Live, we're probably not going to do it anymore because they now will not put small business people on your timelines anymore. That was Facebook's big announcement, is that small businesses, unless they pay, well, now you won't see them at all.
Well, I wasn't even getting updates when we would go live.
Right. They even took that away from us. So, but we'll go live on our app.
We're waiting for a new,
yeah, the new system will go live on our app.
And we'll always, you know, if we ever do anything cool, like when if Loren's going to eat the hot sauce later today, of course, we'll have video of that and we'll post that for you afterwards. It just might not be live because nobody's going to see it. So take that, Facebook. We're not going to go on then.
But the cool thing about Facebook is that they're trying with the dating app. And then, did you see they're also getting into the gaming world?
Yeah.
Because Twitch is such a huge industry. People watching people play video games for some other reason is a very big thing.
It makes me Twitch.
Facebook's now has GameCon and all this other stuff.
Ocular, I think. Ocular, yeah. Yeah, it's interesting, man. That's for sure. But it brings me to our next point, which has nothing to do with anything we just said. If you go, though, to our social media, I think we posted it at Twitter, you'll see the U.S. Open Tennis Tournament is going on in New York City right now, and it lasts for 2 weeks. And as they were coming back or going to commercial, they show kind of like the food courtyard area. And there is a woman and a son sitting eating chicken strips. They have drinks. And the woman does something unfathomable with her chicken strip on live TV as they're coming back or going to commercial.
Okay.
Have you seen this video?
No, but I'm interested.
I have no clue what it is.
She takes the chicken nugget and dips it in her soda and then eats it.
What?
Yes.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
She dips on live in the TV. Soda?
Yes. And doesn't miss a beat. She wasn't looking at the camera, laughing, trying to show off.
She thinks it's just the way she eats it. Well, what are you saying well for? And why are you rationalizing
because
that?
Because I know, like, McDonald's and like some of these other like fast food places will give you honey with your chicken nuggets.
Right, that's a dipping sauce.
Yeah, but maybe she likes that sweet, salty thing.
Ew, it's a soda.
I give you the video.
And it would make it soggy, which...
What's going on?
Doesn't sound fantastic.
Why did she do that?
And not only that, she takes like a bite and then re-dips it again in the soda.
Ew. Double dipper.
Ew. And I also want to know why the TV's on that shot. That's a weird shot to begin with.
Is she going
to
drink that afterwards? Like, is that... Remember, a couple weeks ago, we did the peanuts in the soda.
Right.
I think she's going to drink it. There's a straw in the drink.
And there's like backwash and like things floating in there. And
it's each their own when it comes to dipping, though, Loren.
I know.
Right?
That's why I defended it.
There's a whole thing where you're supposed to put French fries in a Frosty.
Oh, they're the best.
Come on. That's disgusting. That's the same thing as this.
There are two types of people in the world, and I am definitely a French fry Frosty dipper.
Well, what do you mean it's not that? How is it not the same?
One's a soda pop. One's like an actual
like
sweet.
Soft serve ice cream.
Yeah.
True, but it's also two items that shouldn't be dipped.
Yeah. But see, at least I can at least understand the ice cream because it stays on it. It's not, you put a chicken nugget in a soda, it just everything gets like this mushed.
If you can, head over to our Instagram and we'll also put it up on, it's on our Twitter. We'll put it up on our Instagram too. You can see the video of the woman dipping the soda. But you know what? That opens up our brains too, you guys. I know it's early. I know it might gross some people out. But what is your strange, weird dipping habit? 704-570-9595. You know, Grandpa taught you something, right? And it's not normal.
You know, I used to remember as a kid, I loved ketchup. I'm sure as every child does. But, like, I would dip, and in school, we would have chicken nugget day. And I would even, like, get a spoonful of mashed potatoes and then dip it in my ketchup.
Ooh.
Mm.
How gross is that?
Yeah, that's
is
pretty gross.
I'd get my bread because they give you a roll and I'd dip it in my ketchup.
I find eggs in ketchup to be odd.
Do you?
Yeah.
I do. But then people do like hot sauce and eggs, which, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. 704-570-9595. You can also tweet at the MRL show. Somebody already texted us to that same number, 704-570-9595, and said that they dip their donuts in peanut butter.
I can maybe understand that a bit more than the chicken nugget and soda.
Really?
Maybe.
If you get a peanut butter donut.
Yeah. That's the only reason why I can maybe rationalize that.
All right, on a Tuesday morning, hit us with your strange, weird dipping habits.